Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Meera.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into AI-powered credit evaluation unlocks untapped borrower segments for lenders. Daily Brief, 16 July 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three things jumping out at me today. AI quietly eating the credit stack, a sales intelligence startup pulling an $11.3 million Series A, and a D2C footwear brand that just got funded on the strength of a single category bet. Let's get into it. Meera, start with the credit story, because I think people are underestimating what's actually happening here.
Yeah, the Your Story piece frames it as a cost reduction story, but that's the wrong lens. The real story is market expansion. When AI lowers the cost of underwriting, you're not just saving money on existing borrowers, you're making it economically viable to evaluate people you previously couldn't touch. First-time borrowers, gig workers, rural segments with thin credit files. That's a whole new TAM opening up.
So it's not, we run the same lending business cheaper. It's we can now lend to people we literally couldn't before.
Exactly. And for product builders, that changes the entire loan origination workflow. You're not just plugging AI into a back office step. You're rethinking who enters the funnel in the first place. The credit decisioning layer becomes a growth lever, not just an operations lever.
That's a big reframe. Now, Rio Dev, 11.3 million, 109 crore, Series A, US expansion. What's the signal here for Indian founders?
The signal is that vertical AI agents are having their moment. Rio Dev isn't building a general purpose AI tool. They're solving one specific workflow. Sales intelligence, and investors are writing Series A checks for that. The broader pattern I'd watch is, the next 18 months are going to see a wave of similar rounds for task-specific AI tools. If you're building horizontal AI, you're going to get squeezed. But if you own a workflow deeply, there's real money there.
Interesting. And they're expanding in the US specifically. So this isn't just an India story.
Right, and that's worth noting for Indian founders. The playbook of building in India, proving the product, then going up market to the US is very much alive. Rio Dev is a live example of it working at Series A.
Let's talk Built, the footwear brand. $2 million from Tanglin Venture Partners, natural movement footwear, Mumbai-based. On the surface, it sounds niche. Is that a bug or a feature?
It's absolutely the feature. The D2C graveyard is full of brands that tried to be everything to everyone. Built's bet on natural movement footwear is specific enough to hold a premium price point and build a real community around it. Tanglin saw a defensible category angle, not just another sneaker brand. That specificity is what makes it fundable in a market where generic D2C is getting harder to back.
And supply chain is part of the raise. They're strengthening that, which tells me the margin story has to be right for this to work at scale.
Exactly. D2C footwear has brutal unit economics if your supply chain is messy. Using this raise to fix that before scaling is the right sequence. Get the product market fit, then tighten the ops. Don't raise a big round and burn it on growth before you've solved fulfillment.
Fourth story before we rapid fire, Home Credit India acquiring Varthana Finance, education-focused NBFC, all-cash deal. What does consolidation in education lending tell us?
It tells us that specialized education finance is now an attractive acquisition target, not just a standalone business. Varthana built something defensible, deep relationships with affordable private schools, a borrower segment that's hard to underwrite traditionally. Home Credit, which is part of the TVS Venue Group, saw that and paid cash for it. For founders building in vertical lending, this is your exit signal. You don't have to IPO. You can get acquired by a larger NBFC that wants your segment expertise.
That's a clean takeaway. Okay, rapid fire round. Netflix
lost over 20% of its market value in 2026. Growth is stalling. The ad business still isn't a major revenue driver. Expect more password sharing crackdowns and tier consolidation, not a content spending spree.
Health tech.
The Hindu piece is a good reality check. The health AI that's actually getting adopted keeps doctors in control of every decision, is transparent about what it does, and takes patient data seriously. Black box health AI won't survive regulatory scrutiny. Build for interpretability from day one. Record Q2 profit forecast, driven by demand for 3-nanometer and 2-nanometer chips for AI plus their CoWoS advanced packaging. the semiconductor supply chain is the hard constraint for every AI deployment at scale. If you're building AI infrastructure, foundry relationships matter now.
And E3 Electric
raised 100 crore in mixed equity and debt to launch their electric scooter range. EV scooters are still fundable if you have manufacturing clarity and unit economics in order. But the competitive pressure from established two-wheeler OEMs going electric is very real, and it's coming fast.
All right, one thing a listener can do today, what's yours?
If you're building anything in lending or fintech, go map your current loan origination workflow and ask honestly, at which step are you turning away borrowers because evaluation is too expensive, not because they're actually bad credit risks? That's your AI opportunity, and it's probably bigger than you think. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.